This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM Milwaukee's NPR. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Joy Powers. Sexually transmitted infections, or STIs, are on the rise throughout the United States. Advances in medicine and medical understanding have made many of these conditions easier to treat or avoid altogether, but access to medical care and information is often lacking.
In its most recent report, the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention reported the highest ever number of STIs in America. The Milwaukee area has seen a significant rise of STIs over the last few years as well, including a 29% increase in syphilis infections and a 13% increase in HIV.
Now, a change by Milwaukee's health department has threatened the availability of STI testing and health care amid this growing crisis. Reporter Mary Spicuzza has been covering the story for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Mary, thank you so much for joining me here in studio.
Thanks for having me.
So can you explain some of the changes that were made by the city of Milwaukee, and more specifically, Dr. Patricia McManus?
Sure. So the city has, for my understanding, it's been about 30 years or close to it that the city has been providing testing for sexually transmitted diseases, especially at its Keenan Clinic. So that is a way for people, possibly low-income people, people who couldn't get those services elsewhere, to have some place to go to get essentially free confidential STD testing and treatment. And recently, Commissioner McManus, the interim health commissioner, voiced concern that nurses there were operating, she called it, outside of their scope of practice, where she was concerned that nurses, registered nurses, were doing things like pelvic exams and swab tests and more invasive testing than they should really be doing given their training. That was under dispute, though. There were actually quite a bit of pushback, including I heard from some doctors and nurses who pointed to kind of the state board rules for like the kind of administrative code for nurses. But they said that, no, they are under the direction of the medical director or doctors. That it isn't within their scope of practice. So that was a bit contentious there.
It seems like the concern here was liability for the city.
I think that was a big part of it, concerns about liability and concerns that nurses were doing things that they hadn't been sufficiently trained to do.
About how many people depend on these services a year?
You know, we've heard estimates that as many as 5,000 people a year use these services. I'm sure that fluctuates, but that's a pretty regular number of people using that clinic on a daily basis.
Right now in the city of Milwaukee, we've been kind of quietly dealing with an influx in STI rates. Can you go over some of the numbers? I know as far as like chlamydia and gonorrhea are concerned, we actually have very high rates compared to other places.
We do, yeah. So the Milwaukee area is ranked first in the nation for gonorrhea and fourth in the nation for chlamydia. And it has some of the worst rates of HIV for men of color under the age of 25. So those are not good numbers. That's something that we should all be concerned about, not just the city, not just the health department, but I think the, you know, residents of the Milwaukee area should be, you don't want to be first. It's not something you want to be first in, and it's something that everyone should be conscious of and trying to raise awareness of.
When we say we're the first in the nation, what does that look like number-wise? What kind of percentages or number of people?
I would have to double-check with some of the nonprofits or the city health department to get the actual numbers of people. But from everybody that I've talked to, doctors, advocates, it is a grave concern. And James Gauzy and I reported earlier this year that there was actually we called it a cluster. I think the health department called it a social network, but a group that was linked in some way that had essentially what you would call a cluster would be like an outbreak of either HIV or syphilis or both. And there were actually babies being born with syphilis, I think three last year, which is a real concern. It can lead to severe medical, like lifelong medical problems for those children, and it is not something that the city wants to go back on. We had had years without having a baby born with syphilis, and then to have three, they called it a sentinel event, or basically a big red flag waving that this is not a good trend.
I remember when the outbreak happened, and I remember your reporting. It was rather surprising just because it isn't something that we hear that much about.
And I think that was something that city leaders, nonprofits, alders, the health commissioner, they all had an event at City Hall to try to raise awareness and come together saying this is something that we need to be unified in addressing. Talk to your kids. I think that there's kind of a stigma around sexually transmitted disease. And I think there's also parents who don't want to believe that their children might or their teens might be sexually active. And so the default is like, well, maybe if I don't talk to them about this, then they won't have sex. And I think that the push from the medical community was really like, no, talk to your children, talk to your teens, talk to them about safe sex, or don't just count on abstinence, and don't just count on them not having sex. And don't assume that if they're not talking to you about it, they're not doing it.
How old were most of the people in this kind of cluster?
So we heard that there was a range, but that it did involve some teens. Some schools were involved and MPS was involved in that way. We obviously didn't want to stigmatize any schools or make it easy to identify young men, but it does sound like it wasn't just young men, and actually probably the majority were adults. But anytime you hear of somebody under 18 being diagnosed with HIV, syphilis, those are serious diseases. And they are, you know, they're not, HIV is not the death sentence that it once was. And you can live a full life being HIV positive, but it's certainly something that you want to get diagnosed and get on treatment for.
I mean, I was educated at a Wisconsin public school, and I know that sex ed hasn't changed that much since I was in high school. They are abstinence only programs. Have there been any, do you know if there's been any outreach inside of the schools to make the sex education courses a bit more robust to cover these kinds of issues more?
So after this cluster or network was identified, I actually heard from some in the nonprofit community who praised Darian Driver, saying that she got on this very quickly, reached out to parents, started having kind of mobile testing centers or people going to talk to children about safe sex, getting tested, things like that. So that is certainly encouraging. I think that obviously there's it's a controversial issue. And when I was in Catholic school, I went to public high school, Catholic grade school, and it was not something that we talked about a lot in Catholic school. But I think that it's something that parents and teachers and school administrators are obviously aware of, and hopefully they will continue to try to do more to raise awareness.
Getting back to kind of the public health response from the city of Milwaukee, how did they respond to the outbreak? And when we've been talking about, you know, the kinds of changes that they've been making at the city level, how do they plan to respond to STIs moving forward?
So I think they had that press conference earlier this year where they talked about the cluster or the network and trying to raise awareness. I think fast forwarding to now, some of those same advocates who stood shoulder to shoulder at that news conference were a bit dismayed by this latest move to scale back on the STD testing at Keenan, saying that that is the opposite direction that the city should be moving in. And I did hear from some advocates who said, you know, we should be doing everything we can to encourage people getting tested and treated and make it as easy and accessible as possible. And so there was some, I would say, some blowback and some criticism of the move to scale back testing. Obviously, then we saw the city attorney's opinion that came out early this week on Monday, which said that they were essentially operating within their scope of practice, or that they weren't breaking any rules or risking the health and safety of the citizens of Milwaukee. After that, Mayor Tom Barrett put out a statement calling on the health department to return to the fuller range of testing, which could include pelvic exams, swab tests, things like that, and that they really seem to believe that that could lead to earlier diagnosis and treatment. Pelvic exams can also catch complications of STDs. So if somebody has something That's led to like pelvic inflammatory disease. A more thorough exam would catch that, and that's something that obviously can really have serious health consequences that you want to catch as soon as possible.
Yeah. Is Keenan the only facility that's run by the city that does this kind of testing?
It is the only city-run clinic that does STD testing. There are family planning services offered at Southside, although those have been scaled back as well. But this, I don't want to make it sound like those are the only clinics in the city that do it, because there's Planned Parenthood, there's any number of clinics run by nonprofits that do free confidential STD testing. So certainly there are a lot of places that people can go. I know that this city has referred people to Planned Parenthood or other providers in the past if they're either booked, or I think when the Keenan Center closed, I believe that they were referring people. And it was like a brief closure last week, Wednesday, I believe, for about a half a day. But it's my understanding that they tried to refer people to others to get other services elsewhere.
Well, and they're back up and running now.
They are. They are back up and running under the scaled back orders. I have heard rumblings that they're I saw a call from one of the alders yesterday to return to the full range of service that follows the mayor's call. It does sound like they are shifting back towards offering the full range of services, but I haven't been able to confirm that yet, so stay tuned.
All right, I will stay tuned. Well, Mary, thank you so much for coming in and speaking with me today.
Thank you for having me.
Mary Spacuzza is a reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. There's a link to her full report at wuwm.com.